You did that? My God! You really did that? Wonderful! This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. My goodness sakes, you did that! My goodness sakes! How often do we approach things in life with such incredulity that it almost is amazing that the situation and condition continues to be? Ellen has her grandson visiting. He's 20 years old, a fantastic young man. He has built up attitudes for his life and ways of doing things that are individually his. He's a unique and positive and dynamic fellow, and good in every possible way. He likes mechanics, he likes machinery, he likes farms, he likes doing things, and those simple likes that we know that he likes should be a great clue to us as to his genius. He likes the mechanical things of life, but he also likes the mental things of life, as we have learned in talking to him about how he would teach skiing if he chose to do so, and how he could be a ski instructor in Switzerland and do very well there because he believes in himself. Now, he's a good skier, but he's not a competition skier. His brothers are competition skiers. They love competition. His sisters love competition. But he just loves to play it cool and do his own thing. Well, we have a lawnmower tractor, and the lawnmower tractor hadn't been used for a long time. It lost parts, and they were never replaced because we didn't know they were lost. And he came along, and he's here for a three-month visit, and so he saw that tractor, and he says, "What's wrong with it?" And so Ellen says, "Check it out and see what's going on." So he checked it out, and he found that there were some parts missing, and that the battery was dead, and that the spark plug was shot. And he replaced those two things, and in the process, the little tractor ran like a gem. And he took the motor off of it, but he drove it around, and it was just lots of fun, but awfully slow. Now, Ellen, as she saw that, she said, "Oh, wow! Gee, wow! Oh, you're so great! You're so wonderful! You're so fantastic!" Well, now, did Ellen not know that he was fantastic? Did she not know that he was great, that he was really fantastic? Because he's a farm boy. He likes these things. He likes mechanics. He likes working with things and tools and things that you got on hand, not necessarily always running to the store to buy parts, but fixing what you have, because that's the way it is out in the country. You can't always run into town. So, as he did one little thing and another little thing, and always making an improvement on what he was doing, and always pointing out where some parts had fallen off because they had the tractor didn't want to run, he took care of these things. And he's buying the parts that had to be bought and putting them in, and with simplicity and ease, he's doing these things with confidence, with awareness. He is not surprised that he can do this. Now, that's worth repeating. He is not surprised that he can do whatever he sets his mind to. He is not surprised. Well, why is Ellen surprised? Ellen is surprised because she does not have that same self-confidence that the boy has. He has the self-confidence of knowing that whatever he puts his mind to, he can do. Now, the day that Ellen says to herself, "Whatever I put my mind to, I can do," then she'll no longer be surprised at other people who put their mind to things and do it. You see, that's just the master syndrome. When a person chooses to do something, he doesn't say to himself, necessarily, "I'm a master and I'm good at this." He just says, "This is an interesting challenge. I think I can handle that. I know it's going to be a lot of fun." Oh, this is another interesting challenge, and another one. And life is just a bunch of interesting challenges that check him out, that determine whether he really has the wisdom, the genius, the magic in him to do the thing he wants to do. Now we, who are the observers of this sort of person, we say, oh, you did a good job. Well, now that's a sick compliment. He didn't do a good job. Ah, you discovered what had to be done and you did it. Yeah, I'm glad you stuck to it and got it done. Now, that's a compliment. The observation is, I know you did a good job. You stuck to it and you did a good job. What is that? That is an observation. And we make observations all the time about the facts in life. Now, does this young man, does Mattia, have the ability to follow through on whatever he chooses to do? Yes, he does. And now, does he do it? Well, yes and no. If you have in your mind any doubt that he's going to follow through, then sometimes he doesn't. If you have in your mind any time that he's going to leave a job half done, or that he's going to do it with only half a heart, then so it is. You see, he has the ability to always do the ideal job. He has the ability to always do the perfect work. He has the ability to always accomplish anything he puts his heart to. But do we have the ability to recognize that in him, or do we recognize in him our own inability to do the things that we sometimes set forth for ourselves to do? Do we sometimes look at our life and say, oh, I wish I could finish this. I wish I could. Well, he doesn't wish. He just goes and does it. Now, what is the success? Why does he have success in doing things as he does? Well, basically, he has success in doing things, as most young people do, because they go and do it and don't tell anybody. They tell somebody perhaps after they're finished, but they don't tell somebody while they're in the process, because they're thinking it through. They're coming to a conclusion as to how it works. You and I, we do that too. But we don't have the simplicity or the innocence of a young person. Oh, yes, he's 20 years old. That's moving along, but he's still a young person. We could all stand to be young people all of our lives. To have this naive innocence about us that, yes, we can do it, even though we've never been tested in those waters before, even though we've never been tested in those areas of genius before. But if it can be done, why can't we do it? We can't do it because we don't choose to. We don't believe in ourselves. We can do it when we believe in ourselves and we just go do it. And when we go do it, we say, man, was that easy? People who call in the dog whisperer, they say, you make it look so easy. And he doesn't respond to that. He says, what you do is this. What you do is that. You take your foot and you gently touch the dog. You don't kick him. You gently touch the dog, letting the dog know that you're in charge. When a dog moves its head in a direction that it's not supposed to be looking, you just pull it back to looking straight ahead. If a dog puts its head down and starts to sniffing, and that's not your choice at the moment, you pull his head up. If a dog wants to leap and jump around, you take control by holding his head in a firm way so that he cannot do that. And pretty soon he realizes that you are the master. Well, now, the dog whisperer does it so easily because he knows what he's doing. He has practiced this 100,000 times, you might say, with all the dogs over all the years that he's done it. He's practiced it and practiced it. And each time he practices it, the dogs teach him some new ideas. He gets some new attitudes. He gets some new ways of doing the things that he has done so well all along. And so it is with a mechanic. A mechanic has a little skill in being a mechanic that he is naturally there. That's called an interest in mechanics. And then, pretty soon, as he practices this, he gains more and more skills. He gains skill of wisdom. He gains the skill of practice. He gains the skill of doing something once, and then he can do it again. And he does it well once, and he'll always do it well. If he does a slipshod job once, he'll be slipshod at all the things that he does. This is why learning good habits when you're developing your master consciousness is so tremendously important. And this is what Mattia has done. He has learned good habits, and whenever he does anything not quite up to the par that Ellen expects of him, Ellen sends him back and has him do it again. Not saying he did a bad job or a good job, just go do it again, go do it again, and expecting him to do it right and good. When you expect the dog to do what's right and good, he'll do it. When you expect the child to do what's right and good, they'll do it. When you expect your friends, your partner, your relationships to do what's right and good, they'll do it. But if you expect them, if you are fearful that they will do it right or good or not, then that's what you're going to get. Well, Mattia is certainly proving himself to be a most amazing young man. He is proving himself to be outstanding in many ways, because as he sits at the table in the evening and talks with us about his plans for building a house in Switzerland and having his farm in Switzerland and raising cows that he already has several already and doing things that he's doing, and he's just a gentle, concerned young man. He took several thousand Swiss francs, and instead of buying a car, he bought cows, and he bought animals. And these are the things that are his life, that are his joy. What is your real desire in life? Are you good at it because you give it your best, and because you expect that you can do it? Or are you good at it because you went to school and learned how to do it? Or are you good at it because all the world thinks you're the one who's going to take care of that situation? And lo and behold, you are the one who takes care of that situation. Because you're good, and you're very good. Well, you can all be a Mattia if you want. Matthew, Mattia, same name, you can all be that if you wish, but do you want to? Do you want to be a genius? Do you want to be master? Do you want to be in charge? That's a question only you can answer. But as for myself, I see everyone in my world a master, a genius, a take-charge person, a responsible person, enjoying everything now. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.